Part 2, starting now. In whatever manner you choose to spend your money on happiness, it is your own business, and let no one tell you this is waste. It is of little use to sigh for untold thousands to enable you to visit the theatre whenever you wish, or to buy yourself a fast car. What you lack in money must be made up in effort and initiative. You have to do the all-night queuing, the tinkering underneath an aged model in the garage, the getting up of your own club. Don't be bored, restless, and destructive, waiting for someone to organize you. Organize yourself. There are 101 things you can become interested in if you are a bright young spark with ideas. All the best people who have got somewhere in the world have started by thinking up projects for themselves, enthusing others, and then carrying them through. For any project, one needs capital plus labor plus a good idea. If you are short on the first, you can always make up for it by being long on the other two. One of the pleasantest ways of spending leisure is by eating and drinking with friends. Indeed, among more primitive people, this plus a little bongo dancing is the only form of amusement. When one is young, the coffee bar or an informal teenage party to which guests can be invited to bring contributions can be the cheapest and one of the gayest ways of having one's own native feast. As one grows older, however, one needs, in the course of one's business life, to know how to conduct oneself in a smart restaurant. Every young man should know how to order a meal and how to choose a wine. And unfortunately, the question of money enters very much into this. When going out to have a good time, the last thing one wants to do is to worry about money. End of part 2.